The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Look, in some way, shape, or form, we are all creative people. We all do something that involves creativity. So my guest today is Camille Baker. She is an author. She's the author of the new book, The Moment We Met. And I thought it'd be cool to kind of go over her creative process and just everything that it takes to become a published author. Because regardless of what your creative gift is, you may be able to pull some advice and some skill sets from other different types of creative shit in order to make your shit go. I hope that makes sense. It made sense to me. If it didn't to you, I understand. Sometimes I just be rambling. But my point is, Camille Baker is here, and let's do this. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
All right, episode 79 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author extraordinaire Camille Baker, author of the new book, The Moment We Met. Welcome in.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Reading your story, I thought it was really interesting because you went to college and you didn't go to college to become a writer. And then you got out of college and you still weren't a writer yet. So I found your story very interesting. I say that because I remember at one point in my journey as a DJ, I remember in high school, I was thinking like, I want to be a DJ, but it seems so big. How do you even get started doing this? Is that kind of how you felt? Like you knew you wanted to be a writer, but it seemed so big. You didn't think that that was actually capable. You were capable of it, or?
So I think what helped me the most was that when you're in it, you don't even think about how big it was, at least from my perspective. So I wanted to write and publish a book. Yeah. So I started with the first step, writing a book. And that took years and years and years. And then I started learning the publishing industry. And as you learn more about the industry, like that's when you're like, oh, wow, this can be like a crapshoot. Like a lot of people are trying to get published and it's kind of hard to break in. But once you're in it and once you have at least learned how to write a book, then at least you got that part down. And then you just got to keep going.
How long did it take you to take that first step to say, you know what? I can do this. I am going to do this. How long did that take?
So the first time I had the thought that I wanted to write a book and become a published author was the freshman year after my senior year in college. And ever since then, like I had that goal in mind. But where I struggled with was getting to the point where I felt ready to share my work. And that's, you know, necessary if you want to get it published. So I would just hold on to a book and struggle with figuring out how to fix it, throw the book away and then try a new book. And so I did that like repeat, repeat, repeat until finally I edited a book where I felt like, okay, now I feel like I'm ready to share it. And then by sharing it was with some critique partners, but then later was sending it off to potential agents to try to get a literary agent.
When you finish a book, do you have to kind of get out of your own head to say, because words, you can plug different ones in and make, and just that seems like a lot to me. Like I get anxious just thinking about kind of, especially that process where you think you might be done and then you go back to read it the first time and it's like, all right, I want to change so much about this.
Oh, yes. So the first draft, I just try not to think about it. Like, and I actually love drafting that first draft because I think it's really easy for me to not second guess every word, every sentence. It's just throw it all out there. And then after I let it sit and revisit it, that's when you're reading with fresh eyes and you're like, no, 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 take that out. It's not working. And so you do have to be kind of brutal with your own work, but I love that feeling of like reading something and being like, I don't remember writing this part. So it's very easy to be like, well, it's not working, so I can cut it because I don't even remember writing it.
Let's talk about your new book, The Moment We Met. I know this is your second book, correct?
Well,
yes, second day that's been published because you said you wrote a bunch of books and threw them away. Tell us about the Moment We Met. I know it's got a great story to it about the main character. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Tawanda?
Yeah. So Tawanda's 30. She on the surface level seems like she's successful. She has a job she's been in for a while. She's moving up. She has her own condo. you know, everything's going well, but there's a plan that she had for her life. And this is not it. Like, this isn't the life she wanted. She had a dream of owning her own business, but she got off track. And so in the book, her 30th birthday is kind of like a catalyst for her realizing that she wants to make some changes. But as she goes about that and trying to figure out her family stuff, figuring out the business she wants to open, a magical type of dating app pops on her phone and says that it can match her with her soulmate and give her 4 options. And so that complicates things because she doesn't want anything to do with the romance aspect of her life.
That's dope. Is there any part of her character that's you?
Oh, yeah. So in the first book, Have We Met, like that character, Corinne, was like nothing like me. Like we both knew sign language. So that was like really the main thing. So because a lot of people assume, like, because it was my first published book, that of course, like that would be the one that's most like me. I was like, no, it's not. And so instead, I will slide in myself in the second book with Tawanda. And so I gave her some pieces of myself in like the foundation of her character. But then as I did draft after draft, like she got more and more like unique and kind of separate from me. But there are still some pieces that we share. Like we're both very like prickly when it comes to like romance and kind of like a little bit closed off to it. And we both like lost our mom really young. So those are like the two main like kernels that she has that I share with her.
Was there a significance of why you chose the 30th birthday there?
When I wrote it, I was 28, 29. So I think I was kind of like looking ahead and trying to think about the feelings that come with it. And then also her age was decided in the first book because it's in the same world. So the main character, they're like cousins, the two gotcha. In both books. And I said she was 2 years older in the first book. So I was like, okay, well, I can't change it because that's printed and published. So I knew her age, knew she was going to be 30, but it was such a good thing because it made me reflect on like my life and how I'm feeling as I'm turning 30. And I turned 30 earlier this year. So I feel like, I see what Tawanda was feeling.
I turned 30 almost 14 years ago, and I can tell you it is the greatest thing that ever happened. I know when you're in your 20s and you turn 30, you're like, oh my God, I'm about to be 30. What's happening? But I can tell you like life doesn't even start until you're 30 years old. Like my 20s, I don't even remember them barely. So like life starts at 30. Don't freak out about being 30. Embrace it. 40 is a different story, but 30 is fun. So enjoy yourself.
I've heard it and I totally agree. I'm like so excited for 30s. I was excited for 30s when I was like 28. I was like, all right, bring it on. Let's go.
Yeah, I was scared, but it turned out to be a blessing. So let's talk about the writing process. And I see a lot of people now, you're a published author. You go through a publisher, correct? And I see a lot of other people that self-publish. Can you kind of give us pros and cons of each and why you chose to go with the publisher?
Yes. So I read self-published and traditionally published like books because the diversity that I want in romance usually are found in like self-published because there's so many roadblocks to traditional publishing. But the main difference is control, right? Because with self-publishing, you get to decide everything. Like you get to control everything. You can outsource what you want. Maybe you're not skilled at making covers. You can outsource that. Maybe you are. You can make your own cover. You can market yourself or you can outsource it. So you have all those decisions you can make. But with traditionally published, you do relinquish some of that control. Control, it's like accepting a partnership and having a team behind you that helps you figure out the best strategy to market your work. So those are the biggest differences in my opinion. And for me, I always wanted to do traditionally published route because I wanted that team aspect. Yeah, I wanted the marketing help because I'm not skilled at marketing. I majored in finance, not marketing. So yeah, and I love
the money starts running. You're good once the money starts coming in. You just you got to get it started there, huh?
Yeah, I
get that, and not especially if it's your first book, right? Like having that experience, the experience heads in the room could probably definitely pay dividends in the long run, I would think, for sure.
Yes, for sure. And also something that popped into my head just now, like pace, like how your writing paces and how many books you want to push out. That could be another determining factor on if you want to go traditional or self-publishing route, because with traditional, it's a lot slower. Like I published through APUB, like Lake Union, and they're pretty quick. Like this is like a year in between. So that's quick for books. And I see some, especially for like romance, maybe it'll be like 6-8 months in between books, which is also quick for traditional publishing. But there's a lot of books where you sell a book and it comes out 2-3 years later. So if you want to control that like pace and you want to release a book when you have finished it, and usually indie published or self-publishing will like have editors or whatever, and they'll work with editors just like traditional publishing. But you can release it at your pace more than traditional publishing.
Gotcha. Let's talk about your writing, the actual artistic process, because I can't imagine making up a character out of nothing. And then now you've got this huge storyline that people obviously love to read. Like, that's crazy to me, but you're able to do that. And a lot of people who are listening to this may believe that they are able to do that as well, and just haven't tried it. So what is your writing process, and how hard and frustrating and long and, you know, all of those things is it?
Yeah, it is long for me. And I'm a person that the character doesn't come fully formed to me when I first think of it. I know just like a few things about them. And so usually because I'm so like antsy, maybe the idea is making me excited, I want to jump into it. So the first draft is really just figuring the character out. And so sometimes like at the beginning of the draft, the character is responding one way, but by the time you get to the end of that first draft, it's totally different. And so in revisions is where I figure out, okay, which one is really true to that character. And so with each revision, it gets more and more defined and precise and true to that character. So yeah, that's how I go about building characters. But I also think like I pull from like myself, of course, but I pull from like the people I know in my life and just make like this, you know, if you find something interesting, you just pick it and you put in that person. And it's like an amalgamation of like a whole bunch of people. So I feel like part of it is like subconscious things that I've picked up, and like it transfers to this character somehow. And then it's up to me during revisions to figure out, okay, which attributes are really singing for this character and which ones seem like it's not fitting.
How hard is it to write, you know, the part of maybe like a male part, or a part that is that harder for you, or do you find it easier to write as a woman for a woman? I would think it'd be easier. Like if I had to write, I would think it'd be easier for me to write a part of a male than it would be a female. But again, I'm not a writer, so I don't know.
Yeah. For me, it's definitely tougher writing male points of view. And in my books, like the POV character is only one for this one. Have I written a male before this one? No. So I usually like stick to like a woman point of view, but then like you do have male characters, and you have to make sure like their responses and their word choice or whatever is accurate. But the book I'm working on now, I have been writing like some male point of views, and it's hard. I'm like, ugh. But what I do is just listen to the men in my life. And I feel like I'll have someone read it. And like, if I feel like weird about a part, I'll like read it to them or have them read it and give me feedback, because it men is are, tough. I feel like I just easily connect with like the women voices though.
Of course. I think that's natural. I would think for anybody, just men are simple. So just, you know, keep it simple. We're pretty easy. But I know we're limited on time here, but one more question for you. If you had advice for upcoming authors or people that hadn't, you know, just put 2 feet in the pool yet and decided to go out there, what would that advice be?
I would say, okay, first and foremost, just write that first draft. I know it's not going to match like the vision you have in your head. It's not going to match the emotional beats you have, because we've read and watched a million stories like over our lifetime. So you know when something's off and you'll feel that about your story. Just ignore it. Get that first draft down and then go about doing the work of editing it, and just continue to ask yourself questions, continue to think about it, and the answers will come to you. It will eventually. It just may take some time.
It sounds like that first draft, you just let it flow and then you go back and then you completely revise it. Camille Baker, thank you so much for doing this. Do you have social media that you can shout out or anything like that?
Yes. The easiest place to find them all is my website, CamilleBaker.com. I have my Instagram and Twitter linked there, which I'm there the most, and also my Goodreads account if you care about what I'm reading.
There you have it. The Moment We Met, available right now. Go read it. Go get it.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Camille Baker. Make sure you get her book, The Moment We Met, and make sure you're following me on all digital platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at DolaWhite101, DolaWhite101. Brand new episode next week. My guest will be Shayna Hammond, and we'll be talking all about Black women in leadership roles. It's going to be a super dope episode. I don't have many details other than that because I haven't recorded it yet. I'm actually doing it here in another 30 minutes. Having said that, that's it. Make sure you're following this podcast or subscribing to it or whatever the hell your platform uses. If you can rate and review, do that. Leave me 5 stars. Say something nice. If you have something negative to say, say it to my face. Kidding. Say it to my DMs or something. I don't care. Just don't say it in a public forum. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, brand new episode next week. Shayna Hammond will be my guest. I'm out.